Technical writer with two published books on cloud computing and a blog with over 500,000 views yearly. Haishi has been working in the industry for 17 years and has been accumulating software development skills since he was only 12 years old. When he wrote his first programs in BASIC, after he joined Microsoft, his focus has been on promoting Azure adoption by speaking at events, creating samples, guidance, frameworks, and tools, as well as engaging with customers at different project phases to guide their cloud computing projects. Please welcome Haishi Bai to the Cloud Developer Summit and Expo.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. That's the clicker. All right. So I'm Haishi Bai. I'm a senior technical evangelist from Microsoft. But more than anything else, as introduced, I'm a developer for over 17 years. So I'm very excited today to share my thoughts on DevOps. So I will start my story with this picture. You can see there's a some nicely dressed guys and a lady playing on beach ball. They look happy. But if I were to tell you that this is a developer, an IT pro, and a business lady working happily ever after, would you believe me? I don't. Because there are some flaws in this picture. First, developers will never wear suits. And the IT pros, let's just assume that the guy having a weird position is the IT pros. The IT pros, they are never happy, at least not in front of the developers. They are all grumpy, short-tempered, and have a lot of things to do. So let me show you a picture that looks more real. I don't know, like as a company, business or technical leaders, you may have seen this in your team. You have these heated arguments among the IT pros and devs. And by the way, that's the reason why the developers don't wear suits and ties. We're not giving the IT pros those kind of opportunities. You may hear things like, no, it's your fault, no, it's your fault, and things like this. But why we are like this? Why we are not working together in a harmony? And because when people work for the same company, we can assume they may have common goals. They want a business to succeed. They want to make money, because that's just a reasonable thing to think. But why they have this conflict? Actually, the reason is really simple, because they have different priorities. For the IT pros, what they want is stability. What they care about is the quality of service, to make the service reliable and available all the time. That's what they want, to keep the system stable as possible. But the developers, I admit it, we want to change things. We just can't stand that other software is cooler than ours, other products have more features than ours. We have to change, and sometimes we want to make big changes. So there you go, you have this constant conflict. The IT pros and developers, they are like two conflicting traps that cannot be reconciled with each other. And how do we solve this problem? Actually, there's a smart way to solve this. We have this conflict because we have two arrows pointing at each other. And what we can do is to bend the arrows and make them into a circle. Actually, that was a joke. But this is an oversimplified software life cycle. We create something, we release it to customers, we collect feedbacks, and then we improve on the software, then we go again. And if you think about it, for many of the software companies, that's what we are trying to do. What we are trying to do is to make this circle to spin as fast as we can and to spin as quickly, as smoothly as we could. But there are always problems. For instance, if you want to release a code, there will be problems like the code works on my dev machine but doesn't work for the QA people. And once it passes QA, it will break in the production environment. And once it's deployed in production, there will be some cases that some system will fail for certain customers, and the customer feedbacks may get misunderstood, lost during the layers of support. And eventually, over time, the product features and the customer requirements begin to diverge. And actually, remember, the key is here to make this circle to spring as smooth and as fast as possible. And over the past decades, we will actually try all kinds of different ways to solve this. If you think about it, for all the movement like Scrum or Agile or unified processes, we are all trying to make this circle spring as fast as possible. And we'll try different ways. We've been having meeting standing up, we've been having meeting sitting down. We organize things using post-its, playing cards, command boards. We have online tools, offline tools, mobile tools, client-server tools, web tools. All that, actually, at the end, what we want to achieve is just to make this circle spin faster. And what DevOps brings us? Actually, I have a couple of slides talking about code, how the DevOps brings a unified view of the application. Essentially, application is made of both application code and infrastructure code. And when you have the common language, you can bring the devs and ops together. But for the sake of time, I'm going to skip this part, and I will focus on the bigger picture to how to bring a DevOps to a new organization. Let's say you are an ISV or you are a software shop, you want to implement DevOps somehow in the organization, and what's the way to do it? Actually, the answer resides in this picture. This picture is a picture of UC Berkeley campus. I think so. It's a picture of some campus. And you can see there's a grass field at the center of the picture, and there are some planned pathways and paved roads for people to work from one place to another. But if you look closely, there's a new path emerging at the center of the grass. So this path is created by people, by the students and the faculties who are walking across the grass field. If you think about it, this is really interesting. Did they have a meeting to say, hey, we are taking this path? Probably they didn't. And there, obviously, there's no centralized plan or governance to tell people, hey, you have to go this way now. It just emerged based on the behaviors of the students and the faculty members. And this is actually what DevOps is about. As the business and technical leaders of different companies, I think what you should consider is to plant the grass field, to provide your teams with options, then let them to find out the path. And once this path emerges in your organization, then you can pave it, and then you can reinforce it, and you can make it a repeatable and a stable process. But at the beginning, what you should try to create is this healthy environment for your team to explore what's the best way that's suitable for them to make them work in the most efficient way. Remember, the final goal is to make that little circle spin faster. How do you make that circle spin faster? Different teams have different preferences. So this is the concept of what Microsoft Azure is bringing in terms of DevOps. We are not imposing a certain way for you to do your DevOps in your organization. Instead, we open up the platform, we give you options that you can choose from. Of course, at the same time, we have our own tool set, we have our own services and the guidance that you can choose from. But in the general idea is that we don't see there's a one-way fits all. There's no set of tools that can make your business successful in terms of DevOps. So let's see what's the grass field Azure is planting for you. So at the core, we have Windows and Linux. I have to clarify, Microsoft Azure is not just for Windows. absolutely, you can run Linux workloads. We have first-class Linux support on the platform as well. In terms of programming languages, of course, we'd love you to choose .NET languages. You can use Visual Studio, you can use Visual Studio Online, which provides an abundant set for ARM services for you to choose from. But at the same time, we also support other languages and IDEs. Actually, we have SDKs for all the languages you see on the screen. We have Ruby support as well. It's not here. But the bottom line is, we want to open up the choice. It's your choice. What language are you most familiar with? What do you want to use develop for cloud? And in terms of the database, of course, you can use SQL database provided by Microsoft. And we also have a non-SQL storage, like table storage and the newly DocumentDB. But you are also welcome to use other database engines and storage options, like Oracle, like Couchbase, like MySQL. And we have Redis support and MongoDB support as well. In terms of CRM frameworks, we support a bunch of open source CRM frameworks. And we're also adding support of the container technology. So if you're using Docker, even using Google Kubernetes, you can find support on Azure as well. And in terms of automated management automation, you can use our PowerShell or our CLI tool or our management API. But you've been using solutions like Chef and Puppet, we have the built-in support for those solutions as well. And when we talk about mobile cloud, not only we have SDKs and support for all the mobile platforms, the Windows Phone, the Android, and the bundle iPhone, we even have a new framework called Xamarin that allow you to write cross-platform phone applications. Yes, you only need to write the code once, and yes, it works on all the phones, and yes, it's awesome. So that's what we are doing. We are opening up all these options for you to choose from. And at the same time, we keep growing our partner and service ecosystem. Essentially, if you have an existing solution, if you have an existing relationship with your partners, you can look for them on Azure platform as well. So as you can see, what Azure is providing is a very open environment for you to choose from. You can choose to use some of the components, you can choose to use all the components, you can choose among different languages and tools of your choice. And among these options, you can find your ways through to make that circle spin as fast as you can. And within Microsoft, we apply the DevOps principles to our own team as well. We make our little circles spin faster, which means we can free up additional resources to do more innovations, to do more learnings, so that we can release new services and new features at a much faster pace. Just in the last 12 months, we released tens of new features. And you can see many new exciting features, such as the multi-factor authentication, Visual Studio Online, et cetera. And all that started with azure.microsoft.com. You can go there by a single click. You can get started with Azure. You can start with a free subscription. We give you $200 credits. And if you are an MSDN subscriber, chances are you're already given some Azure benefits as well. And although we gave you those options, but if you want guidance, you want help, and you want an extra hand to help, actually our team, the developer experience team, is there for you as well. Of course, you can use our consulting service, but our team, we can engage with you early on. We can help you to review your design, to help you to solve technical problems, and we can bring your feedbacks directly to the production team, and all that has no cost to you. So you're welcome to reach out to us to present your scenarios, and we'd like to work with you to solve your problems. So I think that's all I'm going to talk about. I think I just... You have a few more minutes. Yeah, I'm trying to catch up the schedule to buy us some time. I skip the code part. If I have a couple more minutes, I would like to say about the code. So basically, what I was trying to say is here that your application, for developers, it makes sense. The application is made of code. But a code is not a complete product. A code needs to be deployed on certain resources before it becomes a running product or service. So traditionally, that's where the communication breaks. The developers are talking about code. The IT pros are talking about hardware, squares, specs, and standards. But the cloud is changing that, because with the cloud, the IT pros don't work with hardware anymore. They need to describe the hardware requirements using some kind of scripts and hand a script to the cloud vendors to deal the hardware for them. So that's where we see the converge of the two tribes. When they talk about the same common language, when they are saying about the code, they can communicate with much more clarity and much more efficiently. And that's one of the motto of the DevOps, right? Everybody is a developer because we are working with code, and every day is a release day because we can spin the circle really fast and we can release our product at any time. So that's all I'm going to share. Thank you very much.